Praise the Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has given us. God bless you. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalms, chapter 37, verses 3 to 5. These are some of my favorite verses from the Bible. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Isn't that amazing? Simply trusting every day, along a stormy way, in danger, when the path is drear, or if the way is clear. What a valuable lesson for each of us to learn. We are so prone to look ahead in life to see how our problems will be solved, or where our path will lead. We waste much time and energy in worrying instead of simply trusting, delighting, and committing our ways to the Lord. That's how to find His strength and wisdom to face our problems and responsibilities for tomorrow and all the days ahead. My dear brothers and sisters, we are called to trust in Jesus. It takes the same amount of energy to worry, and it takes the same amount of energy to trust. So if you could direct your attention in trusting the Lord, in having faith in Jesus, I promise you, your days will be glorious and your problems will be resolved, because God never leaves you. He never forsakes you. He will always come through to you. I was listening to this very simple and beautiful hymn written in 1800s. I think in 1876 it was published, by Edgar Stites, and a very, very devout Christian, lay worker in the church early in those days. He wrote, trusting was Jesus was a faithful, he was a faithful member of the Methodist Church in Cape May, New Jersey. After serving in the Civil War, he worked as a riverboat pilot and later as a home missionary in the Dakotas. He wrote several other hymns, including the very popular Beulah Land. I love that song, Beulah Land. Mr. Stites' poem first appeared in a newspaper in 1876. It was then given to evangelist D.L. Moody. You may be well aware of that name, who gave it to his associate Ira Sankey to compose music. And it became a beautiful hymn. Simply trusting every day, trusting through a stormy way, even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all. Brightly does his spirit shine into this poor heart of mine. While he leads, I cannot fall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Singing if my way is clear, praying if the path be drear, if in danger for him call, trusting Jesus, that is all. And the chorus goes and says, trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting him whatever befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. My dear brothers and sisters, consciously commit every problem or concern to Jesus, trusting him fully to guide you in the right way and deliver you from all useless worry. Amen. Hallelujah. And be blessed. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful to you for this beautiful day, the 27th of January, that you've added into our lives. We are alive. The breath of God is in our nostrils. Our hearts beat with the rhythm of life. Our bodies are functional. Our Lord, we are grateful to you, Lord God Almighty, that once again you have given us an opportunity to bless the name of the Lord God Almighty. Oh, Father in heaven, we thank you. Therefore, Lord, I pray that today we trust in you, Lord. We trust in you, Lord. We express our trust in you, our faith in you. We delight in you, and we commit our ways unto you, Lord, because you are not only a God of our needs and our wants and our desires, but you are a God of everything. Lord God Almighty, we thank you. Therefore, we commit ourselves completely into your hands. And I know that you'll also bring the desires of our heart to pass. Today, Lord, as your flock, Lord, goes out to work, goes out to the jobs, goes out to their businesses and running their errands, I pray that your grace and your glory will abound. I pray that you will comfort them. I pray that you will lead them and guide them and bless them. You will, O Father God, enlarge their territory, increase their borders. They'll always be above and never below. They will be right at the top because you are the glory and the lifter of their head. And he will bless them, O Father. Lord, if anyone is sick in our midst, O Father, I send forth your word of healing into their bodies in Jesus' name. And Lord God Almighty, that sickness will enter into them again no more. I command health, strength, vigor, vitality of God to be the portion of your people. And Lord, we thank you, we bless you, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. People of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.